Okay, Tov, today's daf is Daf Zayin, and we're up to Tana Rabbanan on the second line. Tana Rabbanan, Be'echad B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Chodashim. Okay, we didn't think of that one, that it's the first of the month. We mentioned that, and it's Rishon. Le'iburin, that seems to mean that it's the point at which Beis Din now makes its meeting to determine whether this is going to be a Shana Me'uberet. Ulatrumat Shkalim, we know that this is the first time that we bring the korbanos that were brought from the Truma Chadosh this year, the Maktzis HaShekel. And V'yesh Omrim, Aflis Chirut Batim. Now, there are those who say that when you rent a house for the year, not for a year, but for the year, so then your rental, no matter when it is that you started the rental, your rental is completed on the first of Nisan. This now goes into the next year. We'll discuss all of these things one by one, and then we're going to discuss why it is that our Tana doesn't bother mentioning them. So first of all, the Chodashim Inolan. How do we know that this is considered, Nisan is considered to be the first of the Chodashim? So when we list anywhere that you'll find the Chodesh HaShvi'i, will be the seventh month from Nisan, Chodesh HaChamishi, and so on and so forth, they're all dated from Nisan. How do we know that? Dichti, well, it's a fresh pasuk. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, Rosh Chodashim, Rishon Olachem L'Chodshei HaShanah, Gabru HaKol Adat Yisrael Emor, Be'esor L'Chodesh HaZeh, V'Kulem, Ish Seh Levet Avot, Seh Labayit, Haya Lachem Mishmeret Ad, Arba'a Sayom L'Chodesh HaZeh, V'shachatu Oto. So, I mean, definitely the month that we're supposed to be bringing the Korban Pesach is clearly when we're counting from. Now, the question is what month that is. Well, I mean, it says, Shmor et Chodesh Aviv. It says, Beferish in the Pasuk, V'asita Pesach L'Hashem L'Kecha. So when is the Korban Pesach brought? In the Chodesh Aviv, which means that the Rishon is the Chodesh Aviv. Now, Ezeu Chodesh Yesh Bo Aviv. What would you identify as the month that is the springtime? Havi Omer, Zeh Nisan. So, I mean, that's Nisan. That's basically when things burst into bloom. V'korei Le Rishon, the word Aviv could be either from the notion of Av, beginnings, or Eve, Av Yud Beis, which is the filling of a blossom, so that, that things start to now fill up, Be'ibeha. Like we said, the Tfuah is full Be'ibeha. So when do we have that idea? During Nisan. And it says over here, Rishon Olachem L'Chodshei HaShanah. So that explains why we can say that this is the Rosh Hashanah in the sense, L'Chodashim, the counting the months. Wait a minute, I mean, it could be ER. I mean, there are things that come into bloom only later, no? No, Be'ina Aviv. The point of Aviv is that it's just beginning. I mean, these are late things. Remember that Aviv has a different meaning too. I mean, Aviv means the early things. As about we like we use by the Makis in Mitzrayim. So there's the things that are afelot, they come later. Things that are Aviv means that they're early. So in that sense you can't be talking about the latest things that come into bloom. So that's what you would mean. It's gotta be Nisan. Wait a minute, then maybe it's the earliest? Fema Adar. I mean, Adar is where you have Atzimchi, Ashkedi, Aporach, and all of those songs, you know. I actually have it even before. But you have enough bird coming into bloom now during Adar. Maybe that should be called the Aviv, the really early stuff. Well, no, but in a Rov Aviv. I mean, Aviv would be the time that we're relating to the most significant things. Well, where does it say that? Midi Rov Aviv Kativ? I mean, it didn't say that in the Pasuk, did it? A minute ago, you were arguing that Aviv meant early. So now you're saying, no, Aviv means most. Well, where does it say most? Sorry, we'll have to look somewhere else for Raya. Elom Rav Chista, okay, let's look at it the other way. Let's look at it at the end of the Tkufa, where over there it says, Ach b'chamisha soyom l'chodesh hashvi'i, bo'z pechem et tvuat ha'aretz. Ah, okay, when do we do the asifat ha'perot of the tefuah from the field? Obviously, before the rains begin. I mean, that's the idea. We left it out here to dry from the time of the ketzirah. Now we're going to do the asifa, make the simcha, which is now translated into sukkahs. So, ezeu chodesh yesh bo asifa. So what month is that when we bring everything in? So now, if Tishrei is the Chodesh Asifa, and Tishrei is referred to in the Pasuk as the seventh month, V'kakari le Shivii, this is the Chodesh Shivii, right? So then we now know, of course, that the first month, if you're counting backwards, it has to be Nisan, if the seventh month is Tishrei. Now, as Tosfos points out, obviously, we did have a Kabbalah, we knew the Seder of the Chodesh. In other words, we knew to count Nisan here, Sivan, and so on. Because, I mean, otherwise we shouldn't even be able to jump to this conclusion. Who says just because this is the Shvi and Nisan is the Risha? So that's a given, the Seder HaKadosh. Says the Gemara, well, we've got the same problem over here. I mean, can't we say that the time of the Asifa is actually Cheshvan? Veimamar Cheshvan? And if it was Cheshvan, certainly during Cheshvan, there's still thing. I mean, there are people that are late. And some years you're bringing in the Tefuah if it's a late summer. So maybe it'd be Cheshvan. And then Shvi, would counting backwards, would be Iyar. And then that would mean the first month was Iyar, like we were asking before. Yeah, I mean, but this isn't the Asif. You would call this the Asif? Beina Asif Aleka. I mean, the fact that we have things that are left out there, I mean, that's not called the Asif, is it? Well, if you're talking about the Asif, so now you mean when we're actually very busy, we start bringing things in, maybe it's Elul. So then it would be Shvi Ladar. Well, maybe the Asif would mean the Rova the Asif. Rova the Asif comes out in Tishrei, which brings us back to Nisan, Veleka. If you go out, you move it now to Elul, you don't have most of the Asif. Well, that doesn't say anything about most of the Asif, does it? I mean, Midi Rova Asif Ktiv. I mean, Lemaisa, we already know the answer, Lechora, because we said this before. I mean, we asked the question, Midi Rov Aviv. But the Achronim point out that there's really a difference, because, I mean, when you're talking about the Aviv, I can understand that Midi Rov Aviv is a good point. But when it comes to Asif, I would say, look, if the idea of the Asif is that a person is already feeling fulfilled, that now he's bringing in to his home, so maybe once that process begins, there's that whole feeling of yishmak, you know, and now you're holding by the simcha of the asif. Who says it has to be most of the asif? I'm bringing in already. Elam or Ravina says, Ravina, the truth is, davar zemi torat Moshe Rabbeinu lolamad. A clear raya beferish in the Torah to what is the first month we don't have. But mi divrei kabbalah lamad. But we know it from the way it's referred to throughout the divrei hanaviim. Moses points out we would never be able to be samech on that. It's only because we really have a Kabbalah that these are the months in that order from Nisan. We're looking now basically to link it to a pasuk. Pasuk we can link it to dozens of psukim. I mean, it's throughout history the Nevi'im continuously refer to the months as counted from Nisan, and everybody brings different examples on it. So we have the Yom Esrim the Arba'al Ashtei Asar Chodesh Uchodesh Shvat, the 24th day of the 11th month. But if the 11th month is Shvat, so then the first month is Nisan. Rabba Barula says, "Vatilakach Esther al Hamelach Hashverosh Beit Malchuto b'Chodesh Asiri uChodesh Tevet." So if the 10th month is Tevet, then the first month is Nisan. Rav Kahana Amar Me'acha b'Arba'al LeChodesh Atishi b'Kislev. So if the ninth month is Kislev, so then again, the first month is Nisan. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omer, Me'acha, Vayikara'u Sofrei HaMelech Be'et Ahi, B'Chodesh HaShilishi, Chodesh Sivan. So if the third month is Sivan, the first month is Tishrei. So we're going back now from the 11th to the 9th, to the 4th, to the 3rd. Says Rav Ashi, well, I mean, if we want to work... that direction. Why don't we start on the other end, huh? I mean, he'll pour a goral if they haman miyom liyom bechodesh lechodesh shnei masar uchodesh adar. I mean, we don't even count backwards. If the 12th month is Adar, then the next month is Nisan. Says the Gemara. We got it. Once we're going there, I mean, we can go. I mean, I might as well go right to the source. B'chodesh HaRishon u'chodesh Nisan. So we've been working our way around it, but we finally got there. Okay, come on. I mean, so v'kula my time alo amri mihai. I mean, if you got a beferish or pasuk, what do we have to beat around the bush for like this? No, because, you see, to go directly to this doesn't really prove things 100%. Because we could tie up my Rishon Lemilta. In other words, you talked about Haman, Ben Agagi, and so on, right? Means, and in the first month that he got put up in this position, he was already making problems. As soon as he decided he can't take the Jews, maybe that's what it means. If it doesn't say the universal Chodesh HaRishon. Okay, fine. Now we know. But how come our Tana leaves it out? The Mishnah doesn't say in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah LaChodeshim. Tana didan b'shanim kamari b'chodeshim lo kamari. This we've seen all along. Our Tana is not interested in defining the nature of months. He's talking about the year. Rosh Hashanah in terms of years. You know what he's saying? That this month is the Rosh Hashanah. For the months, it's not really Rosh Hashanah. It's the first month. That means it relates specifically to the units we call months, and not really to the unit of the year. Okay. Time, but I'll just point out briefly that the din of the Baal Ta'acher was also not a function of the year, because it was Shalosh Regalim. So to define the Regal Rishain, to say Bishonim Kamayre, I mean, it's not really true, right? So the Achrayim and Masbir, that, but at least it's not months. this is like, I think the Hesber, the deeper meaning of that is, we've been pointing out all along, the Masechta is fundamentally focused on the difference between years and months and the interrelationship between them. But it's the Masechta that defines the relationship between the sun and the moon. That's ultimately what it's all about. And that's why we have all the Inyonim of Viburim and Rosh Chodeshim and so on, and therefore it comes at the end, not at the beginning, because it's now the element that Yisrael has to be. So if that's the case, then the truth is, if we're focusing on months, in months, it would be absurd for us to put it as a Rosh Hashanah, because that's the whole point, is that we're saying these are the elements of Shana orientation. If it's defining what's the beginning of the year for something that's unrelated to months bichlal, it's perfectly reasonable to call it Rosh Hashanah. I think that's what they're really getting to. Vele Iburin. Iburin? What is that supposed to mean? Iburim is from Nisan. V'atanya ein ma'abir ma'ashana lifnei Rosh Hashanah v'im ivrua eina mi'ibur. If you go early in the year, too early, before Rosh Hashanah, you can't do that to be ma'abir the year, because by the time it comes around, you are afraid people will not remember. I mean, remember we made an announcement then. I mean, you want to be ma'abir close to Nisan. So therefore, look, I mean, if it's really, it's a time of Gezeiras, or Bezdin is worried that I'm going to be able to get together to make the Yibur, it's okay. You can do it, achar Rosh Hashanah miyad. But the only thing that you can do is, afa pikin in ma'abrim ela adar. The only month that you can be ma'abr is adar. I mean, so Nisan is nishtaher nishtahin. I mean, once Nisan, Nisan is as far back as you could possibly get where it's not even good. What do you mean it's a Iburi? The earliest you can go is in Tishrei after Rosh Hashanah. Absolute earliest. And once it's already Adar, it's too late. Because you need to be Ma'abra Adar. So how could Nisan be Iburim? Doesn't make any sense at all. Omrib Nachba, you know what it means? That's good for what it means. My Iburim have Sakat Iburim. That's the end. You can no longer, there's no longer any opportunity. In other words, the year has been defined. That's the pshat. Titznan, hein he'idu. The Adas is that you can only be, you could be Ma'abr the entire month of Adar, even after Purim. Certainly not after Adar. There was the whole story. And we'll see later on. The Chodesh Shabbatam Libo, that even on the Yom of Shloshim of Adar, if Adar is Mu'ubr, you can't be Ma'abr because it's Roy Liyas Nisan. So certainly to call Nisan Iburim, but that for sure can't mean. It means that even the potential of Nisan is already the Afsakas Iburim, it's too late. Shayu Omrim, Kneged, there before the Adas, people were saying that it's only Ad HaPurim. What's the Wabah? What does Purim have to do with Ibur? My time in the Mandi Omer Ad HaPurim. Because Kivan, the Omer Masha'alim, Bilchota Pesach, Kodava Pesach. Shloshim Yom, the 30 days before Pesach begin on Purim. So that means they're already darshening the dinim of chametz and matzah when it comes to Purim. So now what will happen? After Purim, they already heard the drasha. The people have come in, they've heard the Megillah. They're in the big city. They listen to the drasha's harav. And Pesach is around the corner and they're preparing and this. All of a sudden, now what happens? They get a message that, no, the truth is that it wasn't really for Pesach and so on. So now they don't know what we're supposed to do it. Now this already, they're not going to pay attention to the Pesach sermon. Maybe not entirely. Bezalza doesn't mean they'll ignore it entirely, but you know, maybe it was a suffix, whether it was then, whether it's now, you know, bake it a little bit. So, yeah, maybe, you know, maybe there was really the earlier Pesach, this is a second Pesach. So because we're worried they'll get confused, so therefore they said, no, once it's Purim, it's too late. You want people to be bezalza. Whereas Lamaisa, what's the Eidus, Ve'idach? Mida, Yadiyah, listen, people are not so stupid. Come on, I mean, people know. The Shata Ma'abarta B'chushbanataya Milta. They understand that the Shana Mu'uberet is a reality. But as a reality, it's dependent on working out the Tkufas of the Shana with all of the other Cheshbonos, the business taken into consideration. Vesavri, and every idiot knows that, and therefore, when they hear that Pesach was put off, so they're not going to think it's a steerer to what the Rav was saying. That up until now, Besdin wasn't aimed exactly on what the needs were then. Memela, they hadn't done it until now. Why would they come to be Mizalzlam? You're being Mizalzlam in your audience by saying they're being Mizalzlam. V'tana didan. L'maisa, why does our Tana not mention Nisan as the Rosh Hashanah Liburim in the sense of now starts the next year's Cheshbon, it's the end. You can no longer do it for the previous year. Because b'atchala kamari, b'afsaka lo kamari. Nothing begins on Nisan, really. All you're saying is that this is the end of the year as far as the Ibur Hashanah is concerned. Okay, he's not coming to tell me what points mark the end. He's coming to point out what mark the beginnings. Ulatrumachkali. The next thing the Tan and the Braita said is that Rosh Hashanah Lagabi Trumachkalim is also on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That means that you have to now bring the Korbanos from the Truma Chadosh at Abachis HaShekel, which we had announced already in Adar, and we started collecting, and now it's finally the time for the actually taking the Truma using the money. How do we know that, Minola? Omer, Yoshia, Makro, Zot, Olat, Chodesh, Bechacho, Lechotche, Hashanah. There's just too much of that little play on words about that Chodesh, Chotche, and Chot, and again Lechotche. It must be that the Torah is stressing the element of the new in it. So it's Omer, Torah, Chadesh, focus on the new. And Chadesh, Vahavei, Korban, Mitruma, Chadasha. Bring now the new Truma now. And how do we know what year that is? No, that's from already Gzeirah Shava. Gamri Shana Shana Minisa. Just like it uses the Lashon of Chodshei Hashana, Rishonu Lachem L'Chodshei Hashana. So we have the Shana over there. And here we also have the L'Chodshei Hashana. Nu, I mean, why can't we learn Shana? We find the word Shana by Tishrei? It's the same way. I mean, there it says Mireshit Hashana. Later on, we're going to darshan that Mireshit Hashana is Dafka Tishrei. Yeah, but there it doesn't say Chodshei Hashana, right? I mean, Danin Shana, Shiyeshima Chodashim. Mishana Shiyeshima Chodashim. Vein Danin Shana Shiyeshima Chodashim. Mishana Shiyeshima Chodashim. If over here it says Zot Olat Chodesh Bechodshei Lechodshei Hashana. So where should we learn it from? Rishonu lachem lechodshei hashana, or should we just learn it out from Reshit Hashana without chodshei? Obviously, we'll go to chodshei hashana. So Mela, in Nisan, the Torah is telling me, start things anew in the Beis Hamikdash. Omar, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Korbanot Tzibur Abayim Be'achad B'Nisan, Mitzvah Lahavim in Achadash. This, since we're dealing with Kodshim, this is a mitzvah, this is a chatchila. But im hevi min hayashan yatsa. The Torah never said it's possible. Ela shechiser mitzvah. You weren't mekayim the mitzvah of his chatshus. But in terms of the dinim of karbonis, there's no psul in the carbon. Tanya nami hachi. Korbanot Tzibur Habaim Be'achad B'Nisan Mitzvah La'avim Min HaChadash Ve'im Eivim Min HaYashan Yatsa Elach Shechiser Mitzvah. And furthermore, a Yachid L'maisa could bring a korban and say, I am giving over this korban to the Tzibur to be today's korban tamid. And that's also okay, because that's included in nu, really. Even though, I think maybe the chadesh is dafka from the truma chadasha, there's nothing wrong with being misnadev mishalo and handing it over to the Tzibur. Bilvachim serem le Tzibur, as long as he, obviously, he can't bring a private korban Tzibur. He has to give it over to the Tzibur. Nu, I mean, pshita, why not? Because you might have thought, ma'ad teima, lechu shema lo yimasrem letzibur yafe yafe. Look, I mean, why lamaisa is the guy bringing it? He wants the schus that his carbon should be the carbon of the tzibur. So to whatever extent he wants to hold on to it, that it should be for my carbon, we're afraid that maybe the mesirah to the tzibur is not with a whole heart. And he's afraid of, I mean, give it over, so what's my schus? I mean, it's like giving tzedakah. I want it to be my animal. So maybe he's not giving it over, really, in the sense that he should. He's giving it over, meaning I'll bring it, the whole kapar should be for the tzibur. But he wants to maintain his bialis on the carbon, it should be his. That's not good already. It has to be taken from the moment hatzibur. So therefore, kamash v'lan, we're not chayish for such a thing. Someone who gives already to Hegdash is giving and relinquishing his bialis.
So they're allowed to do that?
You're allowed to do that, yeah. We even saw the whole with Rabbi Gamliel. The mishpacha used to try to hold on to. Should be my shekel. My shekel that gets to be used.
Like an airplane, you're the last thing.
I thought they had to buy some.
Doesn't work. This is also a gift. It could come from a gift also. So it's saying it's not in general we buy, but if somebody gives over, it's also kosher. The Tana Didan, how come our Tana left off this one? It's indeed, this sounds, it's a beginning. And it's a din in the year. I mean, so why not mention it? Because Kivan Diktani, Imhe Viyatsa, Lopsikale. Since we just said that, it's not Mamish Ma'akev, but it's a mitzvah. So if it's definitive, like a date is definitive, okay. Our Tana will list it as a Rosh Hashanah. If it's the Tzerech HaMitzvah, but it's not an absolute, so the Tana doesn't bother saying it. It's not called, yeah, we'll see, there may be another Teretz later on that Tosfos raises, but we'll talk about it when we get there. V'yei shomrim af l'schirut batim, and there's a Mandi Omar that also holds that Echad Benisan is Rosh Hashanah, for rentals, meaning if somebody rents a home for this year, so this year is over on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, even if he had only rented a month ago. If he rents for a year, that's something else. So you'll say, I mean, can't we look at the contract, see how much money he's paying? I mean, obviously, neither of them must have meant till next month if the guy paid a year's worth of rent. So Tosfos explains, no, we don't, I mean, Gemara, but we don't look at the money as a raya, because it could be he wants the money to be begetter matana or something. I mean, you can't prove what was happening, or maybe it should be begetter pikudin, and he'll say, well, I paid for a year, I want my, but you can't say that it's a gilui of what the das was necessarily. Tana Rabbana, hamaskir bayit l'chaveiro l'shana. So someone who says, I'm renting you a home for a year is monim shanei masar chodesh v'yom liyom. You count to exactly that day of the month, 12 months later. But im amar l'shana zo, how about if he says, for the year? So what does that mean?
This year.
Yeah.
This year.
I know how to read. I'm explaining to you that that's how we understand the meaning of this year. He's basically saying for the year, meaning for whatever is left of the year. That's how we would say it in English. not for a year, but even that difference between saying for the year is the way in which a person is referring to what's left. That's right. So then, afilu amad elabechad ba'adar, even though he only has a month rental left, nonetheless, kivan shigia yom echad b'nisan otalo shana, the less than 1 month, so then a person, the Gemara says a person is not matriach to rent a place and move in for less than a month. So the Mela, it can't mean then that it was this year. Then it must have meant the coming year.
But some people would understand that it was always referring to Nisan, wouldn't have in their minds Rosh Hashanah.
Right, exactly. Yes, the Gemara. And the afilu leman diyomer yom echad b'shanah chashuv shana shani yochad l'tarkinish l'mega beit l'batzim b'tlatin yomi. Even if we said earlier in the Masechta that a year could be a day, I mean, so what are we saying, dafka echad b'yada? A person isn't much riach to do such a thing. Now, as Moshe Baruch asks, I mean, if you say for the year, generally people think that Rosh Hashanah is the end of the year, and that's how the normal, in such business deals, the klal is that we're helechach l'shan b'nei adam. Normally, a person refers to a year, doesn't think about Nisan, thinks about Tishrei. So maybe it means Tishrei. No, that's because in this case, it's not Tishrei. Because Stam Kiyodar Inish Beta, Lukula Yomota Gishamimagar. A person, when he rents, does not have in mind to get thrown out of the house in the middle of a rainy season. So Memela, he rented until the summer, would be like in our terms, until September, the school term, you know. In other words, you certainly don't think that he meant to change the school, kids' school in the middle of the year. So that's the idea. This is the Lashon B'nei Adam. So what about the Tanakama, the Braita, the Tanadidan? And how about the Tanakama, the Braita, who didn't say, you say, V'yesh Omrim, and those who are not Yesh Omrim? And how about our Tana? Definitely, we didn't say anything about it. So how come? That's because b'nisanami mishkachicha kitri. What? There's no clouds in the sky in Nisan. There's very often times there's rain in Nisan too. And therefore what? This is a big machlokas rishonim. And therefore what? And therefore he could have meant Tishrei equally. So it's either Nisan or Tishrei. Is that the point? Or and therefore since we can't be medayik in his loshen, so we don't have a Rosh Hashanah for schirut. Or therefore, it should depend on the circumstances. What do I want to say? If he's holding a Nisan, then he must have meant Tishrei. If he's holding a Tishrei, he must have meant Nisan. Maybe that's the point. What I'm saying, some it's a machlokas. Whether therefore we don't have such a thing as a meaning of the year or this year, it would always mean in terms of the rental, or it would be circumstantial, or it would be we'd be besupik. Okay, b'yechad b'alul Rosh Hashanah l'maaser b'ema. Now we're finally at this point, we're finally getting to an understanding of the words arba'a Rosh Hashanah. Because I mean, we mentioned an awful lot of different dates over here. There's not really four dates of Rosh Hashanah that were mentioned. Not to mention the fact that we never really satisfactorily explained what the meaning was of Rosh Hashanah in terms of regalim. In other words, you're saying, we said, the regel shabo is Rosh Hashanah l'regalim. But, I mean, if it means literally the regel shabo, then it's referring to the 15th. It's not referring to be'echad b'nisan. It would be two different things. There was be'echad b'nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'malachim. L'regalim is also in Nisan, but which day? The 15th of Nisan, referring to Pesach. I mean, that's one way of... We weren't masbert that way in the Gemara because of Lamaitz, we end up with another pshat, but that's certainly one way of looking at it when you're reading the Mishnah. And then we've got all these machlokas, and is it the 15th, or is it the 1st, is it Elul, is it Tishrei? So and let's take a look now finally and see how the Mishnah works out. Who is the Madiyama who says, Be'echad Be'elul Rosh Hashanah L'maaser Be'ema? Well, we know that's a machlokas. It was Rabbi Meir, correct? That's Rabbi Meir. I mean, Titzvan, Rabbi Meir, Mebe'echa Be'alul, Rosh Hashanah L'maaser Be'ema. All right? So, and Dafka, Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold that, as we see later on in our own Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon argues about the date. So, that's Dafka going like Rabbi Meir. Okay. Now let's look at the next word. In the first part of the Mishnah, was L'Regalim. What was Regalim all about? Remind me. Bal Ta'ach. I seem to recall Rabbi Meir was the one who held that Bal Ta'ach was how long? One regal. So it can't be him. And actually, it can't be anybody but Rabbi Shimon, because it was only if you hold Kesidra that we need to define what's the first regal, and you need three regalim. So Dafka, the first part of the Mishnah is Dafka Rabbi Shimon, where he argues with Rabbi Meir, not like Rabbi Meir. This is a pretty strange Mishnah. But Lamaisa, it even brings Rabbi Shimon's opinion as a dissenting opinion in the Mishnah, which makes it even worse. You can't say, I mean, in other words, it's not that we're ignoring Rabbi Shimon. It's like Rabbi Shimon comes from the outside, Ema Seifa, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Echad B'Tishrei. That actually, Maaser Behema, the Rosh Hashanah, is not Echad Be'elul, it's Echad B'Tishrei. So now, can you explain this Mishnah to me? You begin talking about Regalim, the Reisha is Rabbi Shimon. The last words that you discuss is Rabbi Shimon Shita, as he argues with Rabbi Meir. But then the Mitziyata that talks about Maaser Behema is Rabbi Meir. So who is the Mishnah? Rabbi Yosef, what's the problem? The Mishnah is none of the above. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi, and Rabbi holds like Rabbi Meir when it comes to the Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behema, and he holds like Rabbi Shimon when it comes to Regalim. Well, is that so bad? So he's Nasiv La Libel Tanoi. When it comes to Regalim, Sarvalak Rabbi Shimon, that's how he begins. And when it comes to Maaser Behema, Sarvalak Rabbi Meir. Oh, now we're in big trouble. I thought that's how you were going to try to get away with it. But now we don't have Arba'ah Rosh Hashanim. Because now, Iachi Arba'ah, Chamishah. Now we don't have four Rosh Hashanim. Now we have five Rosh Hashanim. Because the truth is, if you were going to say that it was going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so then there's no problem, because Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of the Rosh Hashanah that's Echad Be'elul. He holds it's Echad B'Tishrei. Well, Echad B'Tishrei is listed anyway for all the other things, right? So cut out Echad Be'elul and put in 15 Nisan. So have the first day of Nisan for Malachi, the 15th day of Nisan for Regalim. We can ignore Elul, and then we have Tishrei, right? And for Elul and Shvat. I'm saying, but we don't have five, because we don't have to worry about the yellow one. But now that you're telling me it's Rebbe, and Rebbe holds like both of them, he does hold there's a 15th of Elul, so now, a 15th of Nisan, so now we've got five Rosh Hashanim. Ask the Gemara, so Iachi, so now you've got Echad B'Nisan, Chamesh Esrei B'Nisan, Echad B'Elul, V'Echad B'Tishrei, and Echad Atu B'Shvat. That adds up to five. Last time I had my fingers checked. So Yochi Arba'ah Chamisha Havi. Or my Rav, no, what it means is like this. Rebbe isn't saying an absolute. Rebbe is saying, in my analysis of the Shitas, of the Tanoim, every Tana holds a four Rosh Hashanah. Lamais is a different way of reading a Mishnah completely. In other words, here it's Rebbe's overall perspective. But not, even though I'm saying what my das is, but I'm saying my das, I'll leave when I can, all of them on the Omri, which explains why I mentioned Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lozer in the end. I mean, normally, if I like Rabbi Meir, so I'll say Rabbi Meir, but I have to bring in the Tzibach Leifus, if I'm coming to be Seisim. El the Pshad is Rabbi saying, look, analyze all the Shitas. So if it comes out of Libet Rabbi Shimon, you have a new Rosh Hashanah on the 15th of Nisan. So you'll say, so we've got five, yeah, but not a Libet Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of Echad B'Elul. Okay, so you'll say, but Rabbi Meir does, true, but Rabbi Meir doesn't hold of Regalim, because Rabbi Meir holds even one regal, you're over on Bal Ta'ach. So no matter how you look at it, you have Arba Rosh Hashanah. Now let me be masbrit to you the various Shitas, says Rabbeinu HaKodesh, and now we list the various Shitas. But we're supposed to understand that Lamaisa, the primary deis of Rabbi Meir Shita, Rabbi Shimon Shita, we're all agreed that there's four Rosh Hashanah. So Le Rabbi Shimon, we've got four Rosh Hashanah. Why? Dalma Aser Bema, leave out the extra Rosh Hashanah Nechad B'Elul, according to him. Because Yod Maser Bema is really an Echad B'Tishrei, which is being counted anyway. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Amar, I'm sorry, I skipped. Le Rebbe Meir, Arba'a Dal Regalim. Le Rebbe Shimon, Arba'a Dal Maser Bema. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Amar, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak says the 15th of Nisan is not a separate Rosh Hashanah. That wasn't how to read the Mishnah. What, you thought when we said Le Regalim and we answered Regal Shabo is the Rosh Hashanah, so we meant to switch it from the 1st of Nisan to the 15th of Nisan? That's not the right way to read the Mishnah. It's saying that there's Arba Rosh Hashanah means there's 4 months that define the beginning of the year. You have Kama Rosh Hashanim that are within those months. Lagabi the Dinim and Lagabi the specific time where it's Negeya. So we still have only Arba Rosh Hashanah because Nisan is counted once, not twice. Meisvet. How about all these other things? Shisha Sarba Nisan. Rosh Hashanah Lomer? Is that true? You now are allowed to eat the Tvur Chadosh. That starts on the 16th, not on the 15th. And you have now Shisha B'Siva. Shisha B'Siva on Shavuos, when you bring the Shtei Alechem. So that's the Rosh Hashanah, L'Shtei Alechem, that's the beginning of the rites that we have to bring the Tvur Chadosh to the Beis HaMikdash, the Chita. We don't bring it until we bring the Shtei Alechem. And then we've got other things too. So then how is it that we ignored, I mean, according to Rava, who says that we have to worry about each date separately, and we don't look at the month, so then we have two extra dates here. We've got the 16th of Nisan and 6th of Sivan. And even according to Nachum Yitzchak, we've got another month. We never said Sivan. You want to keep everything in... Okay, fine, I'll ignore the 16th of Nisan. But what about the 6th of Sivan? You never mentioned Sivan before. Now Sivan's also a Rosh Hashanah. Omer of Papa, because Kikra Chashiv meted Chayal Miurta. Meted the Lo Chayal Miurta, Lo Kachashiv. We are not thinking about things that take place at some time during the day. We're talking about things that take place at the beginning of that day. So therefore, here, when is it mutter? When you bring the Shtei Alechem, that's the middle of the day. When is it mutter? When you bring the Omer, that's the middle of the day. So, well, I don't understand. Of course that we don't list. Wait, that's not true. When you said Rosh Hashanah Regalim, when are you over on Baal Ta'achar? Only after you go through the whole regal and didn't bring it. So how can you say it's Rosh Hashanah Regalim if it doesn't start at the beginning of the regal? So regalim lo chayal miyurta, nonetheless kachashiv. Kivan shetzarech la'asuyeh mi'ikar. Now those words, kivan shetzarech, are very misleading. And clearly do not appear in most of the Rishonim. So, because what it seems to be saying is, since you need to bring it in time for the regal, then you should have brought it before the regal. And if you don't bring it by the night of the regal, then you're already over. That's what it seems to be saying. But Tosis points out that that's impossible. Because when we were talking about Libra Rabbi Meir, who held regal echad, it was only when the entire regal, you had to have the whole regal to be over. So it can't possibly mean you're going to be over the first minute that the regal is chal. And the Gemara there took for granted that that's the definition about the Akra. Legabe everyone. I mean, why would we be machalik? So therefore, it must mean, even if you want to say, as Rashi does say, that it's chal at night, he can't mean that you're going to be over on Baal Ta'achar the first night of the regal. Because that's clearly impossible. In other words, the understanding of the kasha was on this level. You can't bring it l'maisa until the morning, and therefore it's not going to be chal until the Beis HaMikdash opens, and now you can bring your karbonis. Answers the Gemara, but you knew you needed to bring the karbonis. You should have brought it the day before. That's what on this level, when it says, kivan shetzarech l'asuyos, you should have brought it before, that's what it sounds like it's saying. So that does point out, doesn't make sense to say it that way. So even Rashi, who seems to be tending to the direction of Baal Ta'achar, that your mamish be over at night, Tosfos explains that means that if you were mechuyev now before and you have the whole regal, So then you're going to be over. This will be your first rega. But if you would have made the neder in the middle, after the night, not me, Kara, so then this rega wouldn't have been the whole rega. So even the first night, in other words, the minute that the rega comes in, now it's 2 minutes into the rega, you make your neder, then this rega is not part of your shalosh regalim, because you don't have the whole rega. So therefore, we say meurta really is chal, because the counting of the baltacher is chal immediately at the night of the rega. Mm-hmm. Very nice, Pshat.
It gives you the whole rega.
So gives, has to give you the whole rega, or bust, or it doesn't count.
Because you skip those, or how would you read that?
No, they take it out completely.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, if you want to insert the word, Rashi doesn't have the words. If you want to insert the words, you'd have to say, since you know you want to bring this carbon, so therefore you should have said it at the beginning of the regal mikara. Well, what about yovlot? Hold on a minute, hold on a minute. Everybody knows that yovlot really starts on after the tkiyah shofar on Yom Kippur. And it's lochayel miurtas. It doesn't start. Even if you want to tell me yovlot, we're referring to the Tishrei, anything in the month of Tishrei. But it's certainly not at night, lochayel miurta, and it's kachashiv. Yeah, but come on, the truth is that our Mishnah, when we never got into the problem of Yovel being chal on the 10th of the month and not on Be'echad B'Tishrei, the Mishnah is Be'echad B'Tishrei. So as we're going to see anyway, it's going according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. His shita is that Yovel is actually chal on Rosh Hashanah. Whether you blow shofars on Yom Kippur or not, the dinim of the Yovel were already nichnas. So we're going according to him, according to him in his miurta. So therefore, Rosh Hashanah Chayal Yovel, Rav Sheshav, Reda Rav Idi Omar, what do you have to come on to when it's Chal, nighttime or daytime? That's not the point. The point is that we're listing times, not events. The bringing of the Omer is an event. The bringing of the Shnei Alachim is an event. What are you telling me? It happens to be the event is on this day. But that's not what we talk about. We talk about times. So Kika Chosh, Midilot Tali B'maisa. Well, you're going to tell me something that needs to be done, that's a Rosh Hashanah. A doing is a Rosh Hashanah. Midi the Tali B'maisa, Loka Chashiv. Something that is dependent in doing something, that's not considered to be a Rosh Hashanah. Well,
that's in the Kriyas
Beis Din
of the Zeramaisa. Calling it.
No, that's not. I mean, that defines the date. Well, what about the regalim themselves? I thought the regalim isn't the regalim that you're able to bring your carbon. So if you can't bring your carbon anyway, because you haven't brought the carbon tamid yet, you're not allowed to bring the carbon before the carbon tamid shel shachar. So you could say, you can't tell me I'm going to be over on Baal Ta'achar until the point where I can bring my carbon, right? So isn't it Tali B'maisa? V'kachashin? Yeah, but the Baal Ta'achar, the Melech Hayel, I mean, that's not the point. The Baal Ta'achar isn't dependent anymore. You didn't bring it when you should have brought it. So the Baal Ta'achar comes now as soon as the time of the rega. It said, too late, you should have brought it. It's already Shalosh Regalim, it's too late. And what about the Yovel? Yovel is dependent on Tkiyah Shefer. We've already said, it's Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who holds that it's not Tali and Amaisa, it's Chal Mirosh Hashanah. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi says, the whole problem you're looking at in the wrong way. The Mishnah lists four Rosh Hashanah. Not because of all your complicated drushes this way, that way, works out according to anybody four months. The Mishnah is only listing a Rosh Hashanah, which is a Rosh in any event. So it's if you have a Rosh Chodesh, there are four Rosh Hashanim that will come out on four Rosh Chodeshim. That's the meaning. And this is a very fascinating thing, because of course, this is part of the whole inyan of Rosh Hashanah, is the fact that it's on Rosh Chodesh. As we'll see, that's one of the very mysterious elements of Rosh Hashanah. What happens to the Sarash or Rosh Chodesh, that's the Bekes of the Yom Chagenu, according to Tosfos, means tafka that point. Bekesel Yom Chagenum, a reference to the story of Rosh Chodesh, that isn't mentioned on Rosh Hashanah. So that interrelationship, Ravashi is obviously hinting at, that the Mishnah is focusing b'cholal on that interrelationship. It's not looking at dates. It's looking at, again, the deeper relationship between the Chodesh and the Shana, that there should be a din in Hischatras HaShana at a time of Hischatras HaChodesh, when ostensibly we've been pretending there's no relationship between the two. We've been counting our years and our months as if they're two phenomena. Mm-hmm. What makes you think b'chol that a year begins at the beginning of a month? Why should it? Exactly. So a reishis hashanah is the beginning of the year? Who says that has anything to do with... As a matter of fact, the only raya, as you will see, how do we know what reishis hashanah is? The only raya is from Bekesel Yom Chagenu in the end. Right? So l'maisim reishis hashanah could have meant the 17th day of the 6 month. Could have meant anything.
But the years are broken down in months. Otherwise you'd be confused.
Yeah, otherwise you'd be confused. The aliens wouldn't be confused.
If you have a half a month.
What about
Beis? We're going to get to that.
Have to even out. The months have to even out with the years, aren't they?
Why?
Because if you have a year.
You're such a prejudiced person. You could tell you come from South Africa. From early South Africa. Exactly. The old yarmulke problem. Hmm? How do we know? You know the old raya. You have to wear a yarmulke. Yeah, or Vayashkim Avram Baboker certainly didn't go out without a yarmulke. Adarabba, the thing that leads us to this confusion, why is it so difficult for us, besides the fact that secular society doesn't have a concept of a year bichlal, or a month bichlal, other than in this, the fact that we happen to have arbitrary units that we break the year into. So Mamela, to someone who grows up in that kind of society, obviously says, I mean, well, I understand, that's the definition, isn't it? But to us, one has nothing to do with the other. The year, the etzem, is 365 days, and the month is 29 days or 30 days. There's no real relationship between them at all. And it's a complete surprise to discover that for some reason, New Year's Day on every level is on the new month. So therefore comes along the Mishnah to point out that not only does that happen once a year, four times a year it happens. Pella. That's the point of the Mishnah, says Rav Ashi. Arba Rosh Hashanim Heim, Shein Ba'arba Rosh Chodashim. Wait a minute. That's not true. What, you're telling me La'echad B'Shvat is one of the four? I mean, that's only like Beit Shammai then. Until now, I was ignoring the whole problem of Beit Shammai because obviously I was counting Rosh Hashanah as two B'Shvat. Rosh Hashanah Li'ilanot. But now you're saying, no, the Mishnah didn't mean that. The Mishnah was only referring to Rosh Chodesh. So you're telling me now the Mishnah is going, I'll leave it to Beit Shammai. No, but the Mishnah explains that it's a machlokas Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. So what the Tana may be saying in the Mishnah is Achikama. Look, there's four Rosh, it's a phenomenon. Albeit that Shloshes of the Divrei HaKol, B'yachad B'Shvat is a machlokas Beit Shammai Beit Hillel, fine. I'm not necessarily telling you the halacha here. That's an achlokas, okay. But it's still a phenomena, isn't it? That there should be four Rosh Hashanim that just happen to work out on a Rosh Chodesh. It's a pella. Okay, it could be it's not true, the halacha, maybe it's only three. But I mean, it's definitely something to think about. So Rav Ashi has a completely different view here of the Mishnah. Okay, so we have a number of different approaches. Either there are 4 months with multiple Rosh Hashanim, or there are four Rosh Hashanim, Alib the Kuli Alma, but of course if you put them together, you may end up with more. And there's four Rosh Hashanahs that are a Chal and a Rosh Chodesh. Mamish, a Mishnah has very, very different levels of interpretation. Such a genius, Rebbe, no?
But who decided...
Kailal says, Sapella, you read a Mishnah, every child thinks he knows the Mishnah. How many Rosh Hashanah? Four Rosh Hashanah? Ma pitam! Dozens of Rosh Hashanah. Go explain why it says four Rosh Hashanah. Let's do the question. Turn around. וחודשים אינו לנכתיב החודש הזה לכם ראש חודשים ראשון לכם לחודשי השנה דברו כל הדת ישראל למור בעשור לחודש הזה ויכו להם איש סלווית על רוצה לבית והיה לכם למשמרת עד 14 יום לחודש הזה ושחטו אותו And when is that? It says Shmor et Chodesh Aviv Ve'asita Pesach. So obviously, it's the same month. Ezer Chodesh Yishpo Aviv Aviyom Ezer Nisan Ve'Korel Rishon. How do you know it's Nisan? Maybe it's Iyon. Well, we just said you need Aviv. It's not really Aviv here. So maybe it's Adar. That's fresh, new. Now, being a Rov Aviv, a letter. Huh? We're the same thing about Rov Aviv. El Omer of Chistamiyach. Ach, B'chamisha, Seyam, L'Chodesh Yishpo Aviv, Ezer Chodesh Yishpo Asifa. Aviyom Ezer Tishrei. So if Tishrei is Shvi, then Nisan is Rishon. How do you know it's Tishrei? Maybe it's Cheshvan. Umay Shvi Shvi Le'yar? Well, being a Asif, I mean, that Mamish the Asif. What about Elo? Umay Shvi Shvi Le'adar? Well, being a Rov Asif, like a mini Rov Asif K'tiv. Elo Amar Vina Dover Zemidorat, Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Lamadnu. Mini Rei Kabbalah Lamadnu. Biyom Esrim Ve'arba'a La'ashtei Asar Chodesh Chodesh Shvat. Rabba Barul Amar Me'achat, Yilakach Esther Al Melech HaKashverosh Abit Malchutot B'Chodesh HaSiri, Chodesh Tevet. Rivkan Amar Me'achat, Barba Al Chodesh HaTshii, B'Kislev. Rabba Acha Bayag Amar Me'achat, Vayikaru Sofrei HaMelech Beit Lehi B'Chodesh HaShilishi, B'Chodesh Sivan. Rabba Asher Amar Me'achat, Hipil Pur Hu Agorah Lefnei Aman. Miyom Liyom Me'chodesh L'Chodesh Ne'masar U'Chodesh Adar. V'Yibaitem Amar Me'achat B'Chodesh HaRishon U'Chodesh Nisan. Aha! So Kulu My Time Al Amar Me'ai. Because Dilma Mai Rishon, Rishon Lamilte, Batani Didan, why isn't he listed? Bishanim Kamari, Bechodashim Lokamari, Liiburim, Liiburim, Nisan Lanina, Vatanya, Ein Ma'abrim and Shanalif Ne Rosh Hashanah at all. Certainly not from way back in Nisan. Ve'im Ibrua Enamu Beret. Ve'ibne Atchak Ma'abrim Otach Rosh Hashanah Miyad. But even if you do so, Ein Ma'abrim El Adar, so once it's Nisan, you can forget about it. Omrav Nachwa Yitzchak, my Ibur Nafsakat Iburim, it's not. Hey, Meidu Shema Abrim Ashana Kol Adar, Shayu Omrim Adapurim. My time with the man Yomar Adapurim, he with the Marma Shalom, he will Chota Pesach, Ferim with Pesach Shashim Yom. Article Zuzula Bechomets. Vida, no, neither Yadia, the Shatta, Mahabarta, Khushbana Talia Milta, Vesavi Khushbana, the Loselik Lurabon and Adaina, Vetana Didan, Bat Halakamari, Bafsaka, Lokamari, Ulutrumachka Liminon, Omra Vyosha Makra, Zot Alat Khodish Bakhachalakhachya Shanam Ratura Khadesh, Vave Korban Michuma Khadasha. The Gamre, what month is that? Gamre Shana Shana Minisa? Khtivishonalakam Lakhachya Shana. Why learn it there? Learn it Shana Shana Mitishre. Dihim Rishita Shana. Danim Shana Shieshi Makhodashim Mishana Shieshi Bakhodashim. Ain Danim Shana Khodsheha Shana Shieshi Makhodashim Mishana Shaini Makhodashim. Omer Rav Yonah Shmuel Korbanot Tzibur Abaim Be'achad Benisan Mitzvah La'avim Min HaKadash V'imevim Min HaYashan Yatsa Ela Shechiser Mitzvah Tanya Amirachi Korbanot Tzibur Abaim Be'achad Benisan Mitzvah La'avim Min HaKadash V'imevim Min HaYashan Yatsa Ela Shechiser Mitzvah V'yachid Shehitnadev Mishalo Ksherim U'beovad Shehimasrem Letzibur Pshita Ma'ad Atem Aleich Hashem Aloyim Sarem Yafeh Lefeh Kamashmala V'tane didan, kivan diktani mevi yatsa, lo psikale. V'yesh omrim af l'schirut patim. Tad rabban. Ha-maskir bayit l'chavero l'shana, monesh ne'masar, chodeshim, miyom liyom. V'yim amal l'shana zu, afilo amal el abecha b'adar, kivan shigi ha-yom echad b'nisan, ato lo shana. V'afilo l'man di omar, yom echad b'shana chashuv shana, shani och, d'lo tarach nishlo negem b'yuta, b'lobatsi b'tlad in yuma. So, Ema Tishrei, because stamp, Yogarinish Beta, the Kulu Yuma Yemota Gishamim Oga. Vitana Kama the Brighter, and Artana that didn't list it, because Benisanami Mishkach Shrika Kitris, who say he wants to be thrown out in the street in the middle of Nisa. Beachad Be'alu Rosh Hashanah Lamaser Beima, Mani Rebbe Meiri. It's not Rebbe Meir Mebechad Be'alu Rosh Hashanah Lamaser Beima. But the other part of the Mishnah, the first part, the Regalim Mani, Rebbe Shimon. And then the Sefer goes back to saying Rebbe Lozen Rebbe Shimon Amrim. Be'achad Be'tishrei. So what now? Reish of a Sefer Rebbe Shimon, Umitziyata Rebbe Meir. Of course, it doesn't mean literally safe as Rebbe Shimon, because it's Rebbe Shimon as a machlokas. But we're already bothering to mention Rebbe Shimon's Deya as coming into the Mishnah. So why did we switch in the middle? Omer Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe, V'nasiv al-libet etanoi, Birigolim, Sevelak Rebbe Shimon, V'baser Beima, Sevelak Rebbe Meir. Oh, Sir Yochi, now there's no longer Arbara Shushani, now there's Chamishav. Omer Rava, Rebbe was saying that the Dibri HaKol, there's Arba'a, the Rebbe Meir Arba'a without Rigolim, and Rebbe Shimon, there's Arba'a without Nasiv Beima. And everybody sheep that works out the four. Ronakabai Yitzhak Omer, Arba'ach Vodashim, but those 4 months include many Rosh Hashanim. Ubayam Kama Rosh Hashanim. Meitve, Shisha, Sarbanisan Rosh Hashanah La Omer, Shisha, Besivan Rosh Hashanah La Shtei Alecha. So according to Rav, it should be Shisha Rosh Hashanim. According to Ronakabai Yitzhak, okay, fine, we already listed the one in Nisan, but how about the month of Sivan we never mentioned? Lidne Chamisha. Omer of Papa, because Kikachashim needed the Chayom Yurta. Needed the Lokayom Yurta, Lokachashim. What about the Regalim? Regalim and Lokayom Yurta. Nonetheless, Kachashim. No, because Kivan Shetzarek Lasui, or without those words, Mikar Machayev Vekoy. Vare Yovalot, the Lokayom Yurta, the Kachashim. It's going like Rabbi Shlomo and Asher, Rabbi Yovan and Brokei. Diomer Mirosh Hashanah Chayel, Yoival. Rav Shish Breda Vili Omer, Kikachashim, needed a Lotole Bemaaseh. Meaning the Talmud b'Maaseh, lo kachashiv. Vare regolim, meaning the Talmud b'Maaseh, v'kachashiv. No, the Baal Ta'achar is not dependent on the Maaseh. The Baal Ta'achar is v'meil l'chayim. What about Yovalot, which is Rotoli b'tkiya shofer? Rav Yishrom and Rav Yochanan b'Broki. Rav Ashi Omar, arba roshei shanim em, shehim barba roshei chodashim. How do you get that? Echad b'shvat is only like Beit Shammai. No, Shlosha, the Dibri Akol, Biachad Bishvat is a machlok, is Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel, was masber that to you.
Why does he use this patent in all the Mishnayot?